Hello and welcome to the Annals of Sound. I'm Samuel Robert Reyes and I am joined by my parents. My dad, Doug, is a musician, singer-songwriter, and poet, and my mom is mom. So here we go, guys. We're going to listen to Alicia Keys and then discuss lyricism. Queuing it up right now. And here we go. After these unintended ads.
At Target, the low
After
prices
this
never end.
unintended ad.
Well, Alicia has to make money too, you know.
Yeah. So, after listening, what are your guys' thoughts?
I love that song, and I love Alicia Keys,
She is
and
really good.
yeah, and that song is exactly where I'm at in my life, where if I, if I didn't have Doug, if I didn't have you guys, what would I have? There's nothing else I really want. I want to be with you guys. And so that song, you know, hits me in a very personal way, in a very good way.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, just from the perspective of lyricism, I mean, I noticed that she used some nice alliteration, you know, mm-hmm. some nice techniques in there that that bear up under scrutiny when you're looking at classic literature.
Yeah, and then I like the line, some people search for a fountain, some are forever young.
Yeah, and she really uses that sound throughout the song, fame, fortune, forever, fountain. She uses it over and over, and that's a really old device in the English language. So it further helps us connect to something, as English speakers,
mm-hmm.
connect to something ancient, really deep inside of ourselves. And I connected.
What about you, Dad?
Well, that's a really good list song, is what they call them, where you list things and then you compare it to something else, and that's it. It's well crafted. Lyrically, she was very, like you said, very consistent in making sure the rhymes all worked and everything was understandable, as well as being a little bit philosophical, which is great because then people can interpret things as they like.
Truly subjective.
Yeah, it's there, but she keeps it nice and general. So it's, I want everything, or I want this thing, you know. So she's specific and she's general, so it appeals to a lot of different people. But it's a really good, well constructed list song.
Well, thank you for inviting us onto your show, Sam. I hope as your parents that we get to talk about music again soon.
Yeah, we'll do lyricism again sometime, but I was thinking rhythm and beat for the next interview.
Well, she's got it down pat on that song, huh?
I guess so. Thank everybody for listening, and look forward to more podcasts coming soon. I guess we'll cut it there.